Thank you, Woman of God, for the miracle seed of $51. You should already have your ebook by now. Woman of God, this is a season and this is an hour and a time of new beginnings. Hold fast. We'll be keeping you up to date when this powerful seminar is going to be starting, and it is going to transform your life, for the anointing is upon you in this season. The Lord says you've been giving of your love. You've been giving of yourself physically and mentally and intimately to people that are not of me. Now the Lord said, this is a season where I shall strengthen thee. This is a season where I will show you that which is of me and that which is not of me. This is a season where the Lord says you must stay in my presence and relinquish the things that is not of me. For I desire to bring you into a time of spiritual freedom, but the enemy's desire is to bring you into he is to bound you, he is to try to control you and to manipulate you in the areas of love and the areas of concerning your emotions and your body. But the Lord says, this thing is not of me, for I desire for thee to touch many people. Now the Lord says, right, because you're going to give up and you're going to let go of certain acquaintances, and as you look up, you're going to get up, and as you get up, you're going to rise in wisdom and in knowledge and understanding and great ambition, and I shall reward thee, and you will reap many, many new things. For the Lord said, as you take a sacrifice, oh, he says, I will bless thee. As you make sacrifices, you'll see blessings and new opportunities, and I will stir up the prophetess in thee, and I will raise thee up, and you will be my woman of truth, my woman of truth, my woman of integrity, and you're called to touch a people. Yea, even in this season, people are acting strange and crazy, but God says, don't let that affect you, and you will move into unconditional love. You will move into unconditional love, for this miracle seed of $51 is going to touch relationship. It's going to touch your life. For the Lord says, for the next 13 months, God said he's going to expand you. He's going to expand your mind and take you into new horizons. For the Lord says, you're going to even earn that college degree. For God says, go ahead and make the move and make the decision. Oh, God says, get ready for study. Get ready, because the enemy has been trying to message your emotions to make you feel edgy and snappy. But God says, guard your mouth, guard your words. Don't overreact if people, neighbors, or close relationships are acting different around thee. For the Lord said, they owe you nothing but to love you, and you owe them nothing but to love them. So begin to separate and come out from amongst them. I heard the God says, come out from amongst them. For the Lord says he would try to tempt you, but use wisdom. Watch whom you trust. Don't get involved in any illegal or illicit or shameful kinds of things for the Lord, because that can bring some kind of a misdeed, and these things will be revealed. For that which is done in the dark shall be brought to the light. But if you do it for my glory, I'll bless you openly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophet, woman of God. Let us keep this divine prophetic connection. God bless you. God bless you. Move in faith and obedience, and keep an open door for opportunities and friendships. But there are some things that you must begin to release and let go of, because they are not of me. They're bringing you back. They're bringing you back. They're bringing you back. But I desire to move you forward and forward and forward. For the anointing that I put on your life is unusual. Now God says, let me rise up in you, and I'll do great things for you. God bless you, Sister Sykes.
God bless you, Sister Dyer. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be energized. God says that there's no stopping you now. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be some sort of restoration, because I'm hearing God saying that he's placing something back into your hands. So God says to be careful of those who you call friends, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Dyer. I just heard the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be traveling soon. You're going to a far distance. You're going to have to go very, very far. And you're not really too comfortable. I don't know if you already know about this situation that's going to be occurring, or you're challenging yourself now about the situation. But God says that he's going to open the door and he's going to make the way for you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Dyer. I just hear God saying, higher and higher and higher. I want to take Dyer higher and higher and higher. God says you shall begin to make some moves and make some decisions that will move you forward and take you into that place, that position that God is calling you to be in and to go into. And you will begin to let go and remove yourself from certain situations and people, relationships. And the right relationships will come. And God says you should walk forward, and the crown of glory shall be upon your head. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Daya. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, minister to the children. For Father God says you have the word of life and restoration, and I hear Father God saying financial favor, and that is the word of the Lord.